Track 13 and a roundup of our sports news. And of course it's summer, well, almost, so it must be cricket. Bobby Skipper steers them to success. Skipper Seb Ansley ground out a match-winning innings that steered Bobby Tracy first 11 to a 4-wicket win over Torquay and Kings Kurzweil. This leaves Bobby in fifth in the A division on 45 points with three games in the book to date. And Devon Cricket League C Division West, South Devon cruised to a 7-wicket win over Chudley in the Derby tussle at Kate Brook. Ashburton remained tucked in behind Cornwood at the top of the division following a 3-wicket win over Kingsbridge. And in the B Division, Charlie Hills hit an unbeaten century for Abbots Kurzweil in their 4-wicket win over previously unbeaten Braunton on the 2 Mile Oak ground. It was Abbot Kurzweil's first league win of the season and moved them off the bottom of the table. And finally, Luke Domaschnik clattered an unbeaten century to steer Budley Salterton to an 8-wicket win over Ipplepen. Depleted Ken were on the wrong end of 171-run drubbing when they travelled to Plymouth, second 11, in the D Division West. And then we have some bowls. After their encouraging start to the season, Bobby Tracy hit the buffers this week, losing 5 of their 7 matches played. One exception was in the men's over 55s X Division at the Den, where Bovey won a single shot, earning them 6 league points. With the new season well underway now, there have been mixed results at Chudley Bowling Club in the last fortnight. In friendly matches, there was a 68-55 success at home to Yelmpton, followed by a defeat at Ilsington, 55-75 on their carpet, which several of the Chudley bowlers struggled to get to grips with, although everybody enjoyed the tea provided by the hosts. Following this, the Sunday friendly at Plympton was washed out through torrential rain in the Plymouth area. And with both Kingsdainton Bowling Club squads of over 55s were in action on their travels on Wednesday, 14th of May. The X Division side were beaten 47-26 at Starcross, the hosts taking away all 8 league points. The Y Division side also went away from home, visiting Sheldon's Lawn. Once again, it was an 8-0 defeat in league points at 51-19 to Sheldon. And of course, it wouldn't be sports without a little bit of football. And Newton Abbott Spurs have announced a successor to Mark Revel as first 11 manager, and he brings with him lofty ambitions. They came second this season. I thought they could have done it this year, so it's just about tweaking it. My mindset is I want to win the league, were the words of Connor Marshall. On the man he is succeeding, Marshall labelled Revel as a top manager and a top bloke, also emphasising just how keen he is to carry on his predecessor's impressive work. Meanwhile, he describes himself as confident, creative and determined as he looks to bring silverware to the wreck once more. And that concludes our sports for this week.